obvious, ladies and gentlemen, that the Democrat Party is horrified of what's about to happen here, and that they fear that there has been enough progress made that the 2020 fix can't happen the way it happened in 2020. Now, to that end, you people that live in Pennsylvania, and I got to tell you, this is happening in any state where there is large urban population. Here, any state that has an NFL team in it is in danger of being overrun by a demonically possessed lunatics. Pennsylvania partners with CISA to target election speech it deems a threat. Basically, this is the anti-Alex Jones law here, and I'm not making it up.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the freaking
frogs. This will be illegal.
Do you understand that?
Turn the freaking frogs gay. This will be illegal. Jones won't be able to go on Twitter or Pride Book or Telegram or whatever social media app, Vine, Reddit, Snapchat, you know, the big ones and stuff. Won't be able to go on there and promote any conspiracy, what are called conspiracy theories, you see, because these things get people confused, and Pennsylvania voters are idiots, and we can't have them running around out there confused. And if you start publishing things that are conspiratorial in nature here, then they'll get confused. And then Josh Shapiro, the governor, has to come riding up on a black horse to the rescue. Again, the elites treat the hoi polloi like dumb hoi polloi. So what basically is going to happen here is you're going to have Stasi out there. They're going to be Stasi, SS, turncoat, stool pigeon spies that are going to be doing, they're probably going to be paid to do this as well. They're going to be doing nothing more than just hanging out on various Pride Book and the usual suspects, social media platforms, so they can drop a nickel on someone. And this is an amazing thing, and I'm going to get into the nuts and bolts of this, deeply into it. This is an amazing thing to me because they want to outlaw conspiracy theories. They want to make it something, the 2020 election was not stolen, that's a conspiracy theory. There's all these conspiracy theories that they say that are lies and there's not a shred or kernel of truth. Well, what about their conspiracy theories? They still believe Russia, Russia, Russia. They're still blaming Trump's victory on Putin. This is the conspiracy theory that keeps on giving the whole year long, Clark. It just never stops. And this goes back, for all of you new listeners out there here on the syndicated version of the Mike Church Show, this goes to Church's Maxim number 69. Church's maxim number 69 is that even when the Democrats lose, they never actually lose. Mark it, dude. When they lose, they don't lose. They will not allow you to claim victory. They'll claim it was rigged. Somebody stole it. The Russia, hell, if it's a Little League base, if it's a T-ball game, the Russians probably rigged it. So what about their conspiracy theories? They're still convinced that Gore beat Bush. And I could go on and on and on. So this is coming to the great state of Pennsylvania. Here's another one. In today's rundown, the U.S. national debt is rising by about $1 trillion every 100 days. How much is that again? $1 trillion. $1 trillion every 100 days?